Anyways, welcome to हमारे चार listeners. We are at our 10th episode. We made it, guys. This is, I think, quite an achievement. We just have 50 more to go, give or take like 5-10. So anyways, for the ones who are listening for the first time or forgotten, we are three friends who watch Shah Rukh Khan movies every week because we are big Shah Rukh Khan fans, and we review the movie and simp over Shah Rukh and then record this podcast. There's no objectivity, no criticism, no critique. So if you're looking for that, you can
lots
probably...
Lots of critique and lots of
great one. He's the only one who gives this kind of intro, you know.
Which we should know. There's a lot of people who listen to this. We can't just start off every 10 minutes.
Lot of people listening for the first time, right?
If some people, not if any of you are listening for the first time.
And yes, and this time we are doing it in person.
For the first time ever.
Oh yes, this is very, very, very special. We are at my house. Recording this, so if the sound is crap, it's because we're recording on a normal laptop like peasants and not using proper mics and all.
In case you hadn't realized that.
In case you hadn't realized that. Alright, so we're reviewing Rab Ne Banaa Di Jodi, which was my choice for the 2000s era. It's also because it's a very good movie, and the last movie we did was Ashoka.
Yeah.
Which was, anyways. So.
I was trying to recall why we chose her as a fan's choice.
She was obsessed, but then people had to make the connection with, okay, I did hear the last podcast and all, then so screw it. Anyways, moving on. I chose Rab Ne Banaa Di Jodi. Only reason I chose Rab Ne Banaa Di Jodi was I wanted the 10th episode to be very special. पहले मुझे लगा कि I should choose a shitty movie because हमने you know अब बहुत अच्छी movies कर ली.
Every time you're choosing a movie, you say you wanted to choose a shitty movie. And then
no, dude, he's been trying to choose good movies. इसको तो करण अर्जुन
exactly
बहुत
that's
a,
हाँ वो तो
अच्छा you wanted to say
करण नहीं करण अर्जुन में भी he said कि I wanted to choose a shitty movie but because we watched Zero wanted to choose a nice movie. Today he's saying I wanted to do a shitty movie.
हाँ मतलब मन है ना एक बुरी movie record करने का शायद.
सिर्फ मेरे को अच्छी movie नहीं
फ्यूचर बट ऑल्सो हैव अ गुड मूवी फॉर द 2000s लाइक आई हैड डॉन एंड स्वदेश एंड ऑल दीज क्रेजी मूवीज. But still, like, let's keep it sort of ambient. Give you the guys the option to choose one. Mujhe pe aa jaoge.
Oh,
sorry, achhi movie le raha
hai. So nice and you know, so nice of you. You're like peace dove that you are in our lives.
You're very
so
welcome.
Tell us about the not nice movie that you picked for this week.
Oh yeah.
Itna monologue dene ke baad.
But this is nice, na? You can talk to each other much more easily. It just works better. But anyways, Rab Ne Banaa Di Jodi. It released in 2008. It was, I think it did quite well. But
yeah.
I won't tell how well because that's one of my quiz questions.
Oh, Google
can look. No, you can't Google now. Stop. So yeah, this is a movie about a very simple guy who works in Punjab Power. Surinder
Lighting
Sani.
Up our lights.
Lighting up our lights. Surinder Sani. And he gets married to Anushka Sharma. Tani. Who becomes Tani Sani. Because her fiancé dies and her father is like, beta, aap to meri beti se shaadi kar lo. Because otherwise, iska kya hoga? As it happens. In life, of course.
In parents.
Yeah.
No pressure, but
no pressure, but kar lo. Main jee nahi paunga agar tumne isse shaadi kari. But then he goes up and dies anyways. So, what's the point?
What's the point? He dies. He marries her.
Anyways, let me get back to the plot. So, they get married. Obviously, he's... a very green flag person. He respects the fact that she is just, you know, she's still in love with her dead fiance. She's grieving. So he gives her a space, gives her the, you know, one room to herself. And but he loves her. Right?
She lost her father also.
She lost her father also. She's obviously in a very difficult space. But he does love her. Like he wants to reconcile that. We are married. I do love her. So what do I do? Then he sees that she has interest like dancing and movies, and you know he sees a character in a movie who is very sort of a bad boy sort
so
of.
So actually, so according to me in the movie,
we will discuss that later. This is my plot. Your interpretation will come later.
Okay, sorry.
But okay, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
But my point is that Sahani likes movies, and that's why he takes her to the movie. And dancing is Tani's thing. It's not like Tani likes movies.
No, but she's interrupted
but
by that character. Yeah. No, she sees that character in the movie. who she feels that he feels that she'd probably be more attracted towards.
Yeah, yeah, but it comes from like the movie going comes
yes,
from
yes,
the time
those
that
small little details. Not sorry. Everybody knows Preeti. It's okay sorry. To gloss over them. So, anyways, going forward, so he approaches his friend and usko bolta hai, mujhe give me a makeover, and then he becomes Raj. This really cool
cool
naam to
suna cool
bad boy,
cool
bad boy. Bad boy. Bad boy. Of a character who is very overly flirtatious, very extrovertish, very
he's Bobby. Like he takes Bobby's personality.
He takes Bobby's personality and very non-Surinder Sahni like. And then he joins her dance class and they start hanging out, they're dance partners and they fall in love.
Taniji's and then partner.
And then he has to reconcile the fact ki whether she actually loves him, like Surinder Sahni, or whether she loves, you know, Raj, the character, who, the person doesn't really exist.
Like basically, has he fooled her into
Falling in love with somebody else? So, uske dimag mein bhi aata tha ki, is she cheating on Surinder Sahni with me, who is also Surinder Sahni? And of course, it ends with her choosing Surinder Sahni. That's the plot in a gist. I don't think any spoilers is a problem for this movie. So we will start off with what we usually do with overall, how do you like this movie? First of all, like, is this the first time you watched it? I know the answer is no. How do you like it the first time? How did you like it this time? Preeti, go.
Oh, me? Yeah. Wow, I was not expecting. I have watched this movie multiple times. It's a comfort watch for me. I always buy into this story. It makes me smile, it makes me cry. Like kal bhi main to ro rahi thi, dekho. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Ha, I saw you. Mega yaar, ye ladki ro rahi hai yaar, unko pyar ho raha hai, samne ro rahi
hai. Like, not that we didn't enjoy the film, but like
you were way more emotionally moved.
Yeah, like it moves me. Like I think the whole like Sahni's trajectory moves me lot more than I don't know. Also, I think that Aditya Chopra has some beauty that he gets right in directing Shah Rukh. But yeah, like I watched this movie multiple times. I didn't watch it in the theaters, and I feel sad that I didn't watch it in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
But I really love this movie. It's just like बहुत ही सुंदर लगती है मुझे. Also because Sahni, like you know, the character is quite. Shah Rukh has done such a great job in the movie because you never see Shah Rukh the star in Sahni.
Mm-hmm.
He's really transformed. Like
you don't see him in Raj also.
हाँ, you don't see him in Raj as well, but especially in Sahni, like he is completely that character. Like I also think, like maybe that's my interpretation, but he also smiles very differently when he's Surinder versus when he's Raj. Like he doesn't marry her because I mean, like certain things, like he is alone, he doesn't have anybody in his life. He's, you know, it's like she's the color in his life, and that's how everything becomes yellow because he saw her in yellow. Hole Hole is yellow. Every, like the flowers are everywhere in the movie. So yeah, like I have like I can speak for months and hours about this.
Overall, you really like this movie. I'm getting the sense. बहुत अच्छी लगी तुमको.
हाँ, I can go into.
But you rewatched it multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times.
अच्छा.
मैंने पिछले साल भी देखी थी. As I said, like my last year was very okay, not having great time mentally. Let me go back to Shahrukh Khan. So.
Shahrukh Khan, free for therapist.
Yeah. So.
Doing his dear zindagi character in real.
In real, so yes. Yeah. So that's when I rewatch it, and I watch it sometimes on plane also. I also have a friend Bhavya who likes this movie so much. Every time he's flying somewhere, those 2 hours he plays this movie. And he's like, he always, like, he tells me ki main jab bhi utar raha hota hu main to ro raha hota hu thoda sa to. So I think that's such a cute memory associated with Rab ne now that has stayed with me. So yeah, anyway, I can speak long for this, so Deeksha, please take over.
I liked it. I didn't love it. Matlab jitna tumhe pasand aaya, obviously. Like the first time I watched it, I was quite underwhelmed. I don't remember if it was in the theater or in the or on TV or what. Matlab it was not a very memorable experience. Like it was like ki theek thaak film thi, but Shah Rukh ki picture dekhne ja rahe ho to you expect something more, I guess, and that's where I felt ki it didn't deliver at that time. This time when I watched it though, I really enjoyed it. I think also the company plays a factor, like watching it with you guys was a lot of fun. And I think the biggest thing for me was when I watched it, when it came out, I think I just didn't buy into the fact ki Surinder ek baar bhi apna pyar jatata nahi hai Tani ko, to how can she suddenly fall in love with him? Like after spending the whole movie with Raj, who's so vocal about his affections and like so very flamboyant in his way of showing his love. She goes, she suddenly, she's like, मुझे सूरी में रब दिता, कैसे? तूने सूरी से एक पांच लाइन कॉन्वर्सेशन में नहीं किया है. But this time when I watched it, I think I could get it a little bit more because like the lyrics to that slow version of the song, right? Like he's just always there for her. Like he was always kind to her. He was there when no one else was there. And she starts seeing the little things that he's done for her throughout. And she starts realizing that, you know, maybe love is not in the big things. Maybe love is in the small things and in the way that he makes breakfast for her on the first day. Or he says that, you know, you don't have to come meet my friends if you don't want to. And he never asks her for anything. Never, like, you know, expects anything of her. He just... He wo paisa rakh deta hai. Usko dance class jana rehta hai. Matlab, she's dancing with someone else. He's never raised an objection. And, I mean, these might seem like small, basic things. But it is a lot, I guess. Especially to someone who's grieving as much as she obviously was. I think that part I really liked this time around. I was able to buy into the idea that, yeah, she could fall in love with Suri a little bit more. So that's probably what made the biggest shift in my opinion of the film. I still don't love it because, like, the age angle is a little bit disturbing to me. Matlab, he's a 40-something man and she's a 19-year-old girl.
Not the characters.
In the characters also. Matlab,
he's
not 40 online,
in characters.
In characters, if you read the movie summary, it says that a 40-year-old man falls in love with a 19-year-old girl. Like, that is how the movie is summarized on Letterboxd. So, I was...
I don't think they address it at any point.
They never, yeah, they never
ages.
Explain his age for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know for a fact that Shah Rukh was in his 40s and Anushka was a 19, 18, something, probably 18 when they shot
the
film.
That's a critique sort of outside, a meta critique, not really inside the movie.
But even in the film, she's
older.
A very young girl and
he's
much older,
yeah.
Right? Like, that much is clear that he is
young.
Much older. And that puts me off a little, not just the, like, the real life thing, but also... At the age of 29, I can't imagine dating someone who's 19, 20. So I just, like, 10 saal baad, and, like, to have that again, like, it that really puts me off. Like, he's twice her age. I cannot move past that. So I don't think this will ever be, like, a wow movie for me. It feels very groomy to some extent. But, yeah, he's a very kind man and all that. But it's still borders on
discomfort. It's also not that Anushka's age is 19 in the movie, no? कॉलेज पुलिस तो कर ही लिया है. She's in her 20s.
मतलब
उसने बोलती है ना वो कॉलेज के टाइम पे भाई की बाइक चलाती थी.
हाँ फेयर बट
इफ यू वॉच द मूवी विद अ लिटिल मोर अटेंशन
लाइक प्रीति ठीक
है. मैं बीच बीच में बोल रही थी सुनो
द फैक्ट दैट अनुष्का इन रियल लाइफ वाज 19. आई मीन आई एम समहाउ आई कैन रैशन इट बेटर व्हेन शी इज 35 एंड ही इज 58 एंड दे डू मूवीज टुगेदर बिकॉज़ दे बोथ आर मैच्योर एडल्ट्स राइट एट दैट पॉइंट. बट एज अ 19-year-old गर्ल she was romancing a 40-year-old man, like, yeah, sure, it's Shah Rukh Khan, but still, it's like, I don't know, I'm not comfortable with it, but that's...
So, I felt that the reason, and, like, I'm not going to defend it, and at the same time, what I want to say is that in the movie, you don't see him romancing in any way, like...
What are you saying? He's obviously romancing.
No, you're saying there's no, like...
Like, there's no Surajua Madham,
yeah, that is
sort
it.
Of a love song, even
it's
even
all
when she's
nice
with,
and platonic.
Yeah, like, it's very
cute.
Haan, it's not out there.
Dosti.
Dosti pe aa rahe hain wo log zyadatar.
Can I just take a side note and say it's so cute to see Preeti defend every movie which Deeksha points out as problematic? Ki haan, main manti hun problematic hai.
Lekin kuch fark nahi padta. Shah Rukh is Shah Rukh, bro.
To mere bachpan kitni favorite. Must call out karo.
No, I agree it's a good movie. Like,
yeah.
I would rewatch it probably. Matlab jumping ahead to
sections.
But I will not be ever comfortable with that age gap is still something. Like, matlab, I think also throughout the movie, maine utna maybe dhyan nahi diya, but that one scene where their faces are very close together, like, again, that when Tujh Mein Rab Dikhta Hai, suddenly it occurred to me that she is half his age. And after that point, I could not move past that fact. Like, so up till then, it was like a really great, enjoyable experience. So I will not take that away from it. It's an enjoyable movie, but it that age gap is just something that I'm not comfortable with.
Fair.
So, I think, matlab, I have very similar thoughts in terms of, not similar, but similar trajectory with Deeksha. Ke initially when I saw the movie, I liked it. But मुझे भी लगा था ऐसे कैसे हो सकता है यार, शाहरुख खान को कैसे नहीं पहचान सकती वो, शाहरुख खान शाहरुख खान ही है. तो वो बिलीवेबिलिटी वाला फैक्टर थोड़ा था मेरे लिए. मूवी तो अच्छी लगी ही थी, लाइक नॉट जस्ट बिकॉज शाहरुख खान फैन, इट वॉज अ गुड एक्सपीरियंस. आई क्लासीफाई गुड मूवीज कि वो 2-3 घंटे मेरे अच्छे निकल गए आराम से, विदाउट गेटिंग बोर्ड और फिजेटिंग. बट नाउ तो मतलब आई लाइक लव द मूवी इतना ज्यादा कि यार तो इतनी अच्छी एक्टिंग करी, ऑब्वियसली नहीं पहचान पाएगी वो राज एकदम अलग आदमी है, वो एकदम अलग आदमी है एंड शी हैज नो एंकर पॉइंट कि यू नो because we've seen Shahrukh throughout and we know ki the same yeah. person she's only met him
and abhi. she's not paid attention to him
yeah exactly kaun sa us na pura din dekhti hai na mannerisms pata hai uske
wo bilkul nahi dekhti yaar that's why I believe into the idea also because wo usko dekhti hi nahi hai the only time she talks to him for the first time is when she is like ki tum wo bachche ho jiski wajah se mujhe daant padti thi she's so happy in her mehndi and everything that she goes then जब उसका बाप उनको उनका हाथ पकड़ाता है no they are not even facing each other जब वो ट्रेन से उतरते हैं the first shot as well when she is they are not looking at each other they are not having conversations with each other so I believe that वो उसको देखती ही नहीं है so not
ये जरूरी poetic because वो finally last में उसको देखती है
and then she knows
then she joins all the dots together
it's not like it's not a revelation ki it's not dramatic in its work ki you know now she will know she just knows when she looks at him with kindness I don't know but that's
true and is there like obviously I felt it was a lot more believable I really appreciated Shahrukh's acting I mean chote chote moments how his expression was changing from Raj to Surinder Sani those were very special and like this is a bit sort of sappy and romantic I was because Shahrukh feels that this girl is completely out of his league right and end mein jaake how they sort of you know actually end up falling in love
yeah that Japan wala montage was so cute
and like, I felt that was so nice because for the longest time and still also I also think that I ended up with somebody who's very out of my league to mujhe lagta hai theek hai yaar sabka chance hota hai
ek wo oh,
wo sort of I said it's going to be a bit sappy and romantic but yeah I mean that was a personal thing though I really liked it but otherwise this like damn good movie I mean itna maza aaya hai movie dekh ke completely bought into it and also I feel ki hum superman mante hai na ki Clark Kent logo ko nahi samajh aata hai
chashma pehen ke
apni luck se upar kar leta hai wo
gangadhari shaktiman hai guys
some of my friends saw me for the first time abhi 2 weeks pehle after like 3-4 saal to they had not seen me without glasses so I think unhone bhi bola ki pehli baar tumhe chashme ke bina dekh rahe to it does make a difference like
ha padta hai yaar farak hai okay matlab theek hai tumhari biwi se tumhe shayad pehchan legi but there's also context as to why she's not able to recognize
bhai wo upar sota hai theek hai ab apna sara samal leke upar chala gaya wo breakfast banata hai jo bhi matlab I think she doesn't see him. That's my like I don't know why I'm defending it so much.
No, I think that मतलब वो उस time पे भी मजाक बहुत बना था उसका कि मतलब how did she not realize कि मतलब वो राज है और सूरी है दोनों same आदमी है उसको कैसे नहीं पता चला कि उसका boyfriend और उसका husband same आदमी है तो but when you watch it this time when I watched it this time around I was also sold on the idea कि हाँ मतलब वो नहीं पहचान पाती even I'm not very good with faces. And especially faces that I've seen only few times. So, मैं भी नहीं पहचान पाती.
And it's not just about face, it's about the personality. It's like,
yeah.
It's like if I go and make a all Twitter account and like go unhinged. I don't think people would know this is me and that like I'm sure
they would know it's you. You are already unhinged. So I don't know if you know.
It's a very bad comparison. तो ये क्या anonymous तो मैं जितने भी account बना के बता दूँ नहीं पता लगेगा ना लोगों को तो शक्ल की बात हो रही है.
हाँ मतलब ठीक है मतलब अपने बाल कटा के कुछ अलग सा कुछ करा के.
अच्छा तुमकी शक्ल डालो.
हमें तो पता चल ही जाएगा मतलब.
तुम्हें पता चल
जाएगा because we've seen you, we know you, like we know your face, right? I don't. That's what Anushka did not know Shahrukh's face because she never looked at him.
Yeah.
Like that was. Definitely.
Yeah. Plus, I watch wrestling यार तो एक suspension of disbelief कहते हैं wrestling में concept होता है कि तुम्हें मानना पड़ेगा कि वो लोग दूसरे को actually मार रहे हैं and वो actually दूसरे को hit करते हैं even though it's all choreographed तो मतलब मैं तो मान लेता हूँ ऐसी चीजें
मैं wrestling is choreographed
are you didn't know
is that why you're asking in the morning के ये advantage
morning तो क्या morning she had a whole conversation
she's like
Dwayne Johnson is 50+ Wouldn't he be disadvantaged if he's fighting against someone who's like a 20-30
year old? At 29?
He's like, no. Obviously not. I'm like, isme obvious kya hai? Wo bhai buddha hai. Usko tum 20-25 saal ke ladke se ladwaoge to.
Wait, tumhe aaj pata lag raha hai ki wrestling fake hoti hai.
Are to I'm not a wrestling fan. I don't
But that's so cute. Ye to jo wrestling real hoti hai. Are yaar. I wish I was like Disha ke mujhe bhi lagta hai sahi mein. Undertaker मर के वापस आया
है all that obviously it was such a thing. But like जब वो मारते हैं एक दूसरे को I didn't know that is choreographed I thought they're fighting like I thought that's what people go to watch
yeah you know the planet all
and I always see यार लोगों को मारधाड़ देखते हैं तो क्या मजा आता है लोगों को choreograph kya tha
I don't want to start a wrestling podcast but it's like I'm very passionate about the subject it's like watching a movie dekhte ho na movie mein action hota hai na wo bhi choreographed hota hai isme bhi choreographed hota
hai but wo film hai na wo kahani bata rahe ho tum
bringing you back guys sorry
okay okay
wrestling is a tv series but we'll get back to it
sorry
okay, sorry yeah. coming back to Shah Rukh
no but message me if you also thought that wrestling was real nobody know that I'm not alone in this
nobody thought wrestling was real yeah.
मेरे को बचपन से पता था कि ये तो नाटक है सॉरी
बट आई डोंट नो दिस एट ऑल
ओके एनीवेज कमिंग बैक टू रबने एंड
हां आई वांट टू टॉक अबाउट द कॉस्ट्यूम्स बिकॉज़ आई हैवंट डन दैट फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ एपिसोड्स बट यार अनुष्का'स ड्रेसेस वर सो प्रीटी लाइक एवरी ड्रेस शी वोर आई वुड जस्ट लाइक दुपट्टा कितना सुंदर लग रहा है आई लिटरली वेंट ऑन मिंत्रा लास्ट नाइट एंड आई वाज सर्चिंग फॉर चिकनकारी दुपट्टा
नॉट दैट चिकनकारी इज फुलकारी
हां ओके पंजाब द राइट
पंजाबी रिप्रेजेंट गाइस पंजाबी रिप्रेजेंट
नाउ आई नो द राइट कीवर्ड टू सर्च
आल्सो बिकॉज व्हाट आई वांट टू से इट्स एन आदित्य चोपड़ा मूवी ही डिड फुलकारीज इवन इन मोहब्बतें प्रीतोस शॉप इज अ फुलकारी दुपट्टों की दुकान
यस
And in this movie, all the dupattas, like she wears chikankari suits with Mohabbat fulkari.
Mohabbat
Singh ne
wear the shop was Achha. Fulkari.
Archana Puri Singh the character tha. She owned the fulkari.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
she would obviously know the name, Preeto.
I have been called Preeto like for a decade now. So, yes. So that's how that's called Fulkari. It's Amritsari Punjab, very like.
Plus, yeah, Ashra is all Punjabi family.
Haan, so they represent the.
But those were very pretty. I really liked her entire wardrobe. And matlab Shah Rukh Khan ka wardrobe, to as Suri, it was like literally the same short pant, which was part of his character. As Raj, it was very comical. And like his t-shirts were like very ironically. Matlab usko probably nahi malum hai kya malum hai that what they were trying to show that like you know sex references and all that on a t-shirt anywhere, anytime, any place. All that was. Like super funny but
macho kharab kar deta
and I liked Bobby's wardrobe matlab wo whatever wardrobe he gave to Raj and his own
same hi tha
funny tha matlab wo
usi ke kapde the na
Bobby is my favorite character kya Bobby Khosla is just Oh, Bobby Khosla is Shah Rukh Khan's friend. I think you start giving some context to the things we talk about.
Yeah, dost ho to Bobby jaisa dost.
Yeah. Bobby Khosla is Shah Rukh Khan's friend who's played by Vinay Pathak. Vinay Pathak obviously is an
excellent actor.
Crazy, amazing actor, right? Mm-hmm. And kya convincingly play kar raha hai usne wo role.
Wo aata hai aur darwaza dadi ki kothi hai jo bhi wo usko तोड़ने लगते हैं कि मैं दोस्ती खत्म तूने शादी कैसे कर ली मुझसे
पहले मोमेंट ही हियर्स द स्टोरी इज जस्ट लाइक
क्राइंग इमीडिएटली कि यार चलो ठीक है नाउ आई अंडरस्टैंड कोई नहीं मतलब मैं कौन होता हूँ बोलने वाला तूने मुझे नहीं बताया
एंड व्हेन द सेल्फ इनवाइटेड फ्रेंड्स कलीग्स कम अर्ली फॉर द
सॉर्ट ऑफ सेकेंडरी होस्ट
या ही जस्ट लाइक अच्छा वो भाभी के लिए पूछ रहे हैं आई विल जस्ट गो एंड अच्छा आपने मेरे से दारू नहीं पी चलो यू नो आई वाज जस्ट लाइक हां दोस्त तो यही मतलब जो अगर मेरे दोस्त मुझे बिना बता शादी करेंगे तो मैं भी आई थिंक मैं उनका घर जाके दीवार नहीं तोड़ूंगी बट दरवाजा नहीं फोड़ूंगी बट आई वुड वांट टू टेल देम माय डिसप्लेजर कि तुमने मेरे से बिना बताए शादी
थोड़ा ऊंचा बोलो हमारे पास पॉडकास्ट का माइक नहीं है
But yeah, Vinay is amazing throughout the movie.
Yeah,
amazing. Yeah. And my favorite part of their friendship was that Teri Rabban Bana Di Jodi. Like the song, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was just done so cutely.
Jo bhando ke naach rahe na.
Haan yaar, itna matlab mujhe to itne maza aaye the. Wo to mujhe.
Uski baad wala scene bhi bahut.
हाँ
इमोशनल और थोड़ा सा मतलब डिस्टर्बिंग लगा मुझे वेर लाइक ही
इज टॉकिंग टू द मैनिकिन
हाँ और वो अपनी कैरेक्टर का असैसिनेशन कर रहा है लाइक ही इज जस्ट इंसल्टिंग हिमसेल्फ essentially like he's insulting Suri and saying ki she would never fall in love with someone like you and well, he doesn't say that but essentially that's what he's implying yeah. and see dekho maine pata liya type se matlab in a much more romantic yeah. and subtle way than what I'm saying but that was a very yeah. disturbing scene and it was a good addition to
I mean, it's sowing the seeds for what happens eventually yeah, right where yeah. he feels ki yaar do conflict immediately aa jata hai
because wo conflict uska pehle nahi tha jab wo bolta
hai pehle to sirf ye motive tha na tani ke sath aur baat karni
hai ha to wo bolta hai ki ek there is a scene when which he says कि बाबा जी ने लाइक दिस इज बिकॉज शी डेंट रिकॉग्नाइज मी बिकॉज इट्स रब जी का प्लान एंड देन ही सेज कि नाउ मे बी द गॉड इज टेलिंग मी कि मैं जो बातें सूरी बन के नहीं बोल सकता उससे अपने मन की मैं वो सब राज बन के बोल दूंगा सो दैट्स वेयर ही स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम बट व्हेन शी स्टार्ट्स लाइकिंग राज and not the innate Suri I think that conflict is represented very well in that scene
also I feel obviously that he's doing it for Anushka and he loves her
But Suri throughout his life is also shown to be a repressed character. So that when he gets to be Raj, all those things, I mean, if he can eat Golgappa, he can dance, he can say all those things, you know.
He doesn't have to be Raj to do it.
Yeah.
He's doing it. He's making it easier for himself.
Yeah, that is his personality, which is finally getting a chance to come out. And I think as part of that, he falls more in love with Anushka because he also discovers himself.
Yeah.
I am also a bit like this person. I am not
I can
just
be fun.
I can be fun. Yeah.
And it definitely is his own personality because at no point did you feel like Raj was pretending to be Raj.
Yeah.
Like Raj was Raj.
Yeah.
Raj was always he was very matlab wo uske responses turant hote the. Usko sochna nahi padta tha. Wo aise yu hansi mazak kar leta tha. So and because Suri is very filmy, no, as you said, so that has become part of his personality. He's just never had a chance to express it. So that Raj was also self-expression for him.
Yeah.
Tani dear, never fear, Raj is here. Hadippa!
Hadippa!
Too good.
Oh my God, love it. And I think the reason why Surinder is like that is because you see he has no parents, he has no family. When he brings Anushka to the house, wo सारी पूजा थाली जो भी वो अकेले ही करता है. एक्चुअली दिस इज सेकंड टाइम आई नोटिस दैट ही इज डूइंग इन अ मूवी. इट्स आल्सो चलते चलते व्हेन ही ब्रिंग्स रानी एंड नोबडी इज देयर एंड ही जस्ट डज द कलश एंड एवरीथिंग. सो इन अ वे टू लाइक दिस होल ऑर्फन फीलिंग दैट ही इज कैरिंग समवेयर, देन द टीचर दैट ही हैज सो मच रेवरेंस फॉर, एंड ही हैज बिकम दिस पर्सनैलिटी बिकॉज ही हैड प्रोबेबली नॉट हैड अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल अराउंड एंड ही इज मोर रिक्लूसिव इन हिज जॉब एज वेल. ही इज नॉट समबडी हु इज गोइंग आउट देयर, सो ही हैज ऑल्सो हैड ग्रीफ इन हिमसेल्फ एंड दैट्स वाई आई थिंक ही इज मोर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ अनुष्का's ग्रीफ. लाइक ही नेवर एक्सपेक्ट्स हर टू डू एनीथिंग. लाइक दिस होल अच्छी बीवी बन के दिखाऊंगी इज अनुष्का's इंटरप्रिटेशन.
Also, I
love that they show Suri very self-sufficient in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, वो बर्तन धो रहा है, ब्रेकफास्ट बना रहा है, सब कुछ खुद से कर रहा है. उसके लिए वो expectation तो चलो
बात की बात है. He's lived alone.
Yeah,
and throughout ना.
And he doesn't want someone to do all of that.
हाँ.
And Anushka thinks that that is her job now. That उसको बस उसका Suri का ख्याल रखना है.
He wants a partner. She wants to be a wife. Like she's,
yeah,
she says, I'll be a wife.
I think she's
in the
traditional mechanism for her. I don't think she wants to be a wife.
She said that that's all I can do for you.
Yeah.
She says, no, I can't fall in love with you, but I will be the stereotypically good wife to you.
Yeah.
But,
it broke, that sentence breaks my heart, yeah. Every time I hear it, I think when she says, because I can't love you, I don't know if you've ever been in love. It may be you're lucky that you've not been in love, but I can never love you because that's who I am. And I think...
And then he says, ki, this is enough.
This is
yeah, that enough. Dialogue, it's set in so well with me where he says, aapne mere dosto samne izzat rakhi, mere liye to yahi pyar hai.
Main abhi bhi ro sakti hoon. Matlab, mere ko lagta hai, just for both people, I think it affects me. Like for Anushka, because she's grieving so much. And for this guy who has married someone and he wants to love her. And she's just telling him, you know, I'm taking away the right for you to even love me. Or I will never love you. Something of that sort.
She said, I won't love you.
Haan, I won't love you.
Yeah.
So I think it's heartbreaking in its own way, no? That because he clearly does love her.
Yeah.
And then he says, "Acha, pata chal raha hai, char din se mujhe itna dard kyun ho raha hai? Oh my God."
And this comes out really nicely also is when as Raj, he tells her, okay, I love you. And he says, I know you are married and I have no experience. Even then, he doesn't want her to love.
Bhaag chalo, tab nahi bolta hai wo usko. He's just like, I just
want... He
wants to tell Anushka / Tani ki I love you. As Raj or Surinder, as Raj, he gets that opportunity and with zero expectations. Right?
And that I love you is very Surinder Sani coded, yaar. Because lighting up lives and bulbs throughout Amritsar. So I really... Oh, so cute.
Punjab power.
Yeah.
Showing powers through I love you lights.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've shown love really nicely. They've shown this...
The little things.
Little
and
things.
The big things.
Haan, because big gestures don't make love, right?
Yeah.
Bada-bada izhar karna to bahut aasan hota hai. But on a day-to-day basis, small things that you do, that I think is
and
what
at the end of the day, that's what ends up winning out. Like Raj's grand gestures were great, like she enjoyed it, she laughed and she had fun, but she decided to stay with Suri then.
Yeah, exactly. She recognized ke
bhai, even when he's Vizna. Raj and then he goes to Suri, he's like, you know, okay, mereko 9 se 10 usko movie le jana tha, so I'm getting late, so I can't do all this right now. So it was just, yeah,
side note, 9 se 10 kaun si movie hoti hai, wo bhi Bollywood mein.
So the
9 se 12 was the thing. I think he's just said in the take 9 se 10 and they just kept it because it was a real take. I think that's my interpretation.
Oh wow, ab Preeti ko behind the scenes pata kya ho raha hai.
What behind the scenes dekhe hain, by the way, Holly Holly is shot in three takes
because Shah Rukh was very uncomfortable with the whole thing.
Yeah, and he's done
Get Up.
Yeah. हाँ तो मतलब मेरे को बड़े मजे आते हैं उसका रीटेक या जो भी बिहाइंड द सीन्स देखते हैं. मेरे को गाना भी बहुत पसंद है मेरे को. वैभवी हैज डन सच अ ब्यूटीफुल जॉब.
अगर मैं तुमको भी बोलूँ मैं गाना गाऊँ तो गाओगे?
कौन सा ये वाला हॉले वाले?
कोई सा भी गा दो.
कोई सा भी गा दो जो तुम्हारा मन करे.
तुम लोग बहुत ट्राई कर रहे थे पहले भी.
हाँ यार वो अभी बहुत वो हो गया.
वो अनफॉर्चुनेट था.
अनफॉर्चुनेट था.
ठीक है, देन आई विल सिंग द सैड वर्जन एंड देन आई विल टेल यू व्हाट आई थिंक ऑफ दोस लाइंस एज वेल.
हाँ हाँ करो करो. ठीक है, लेट्स.
Oh God, I feel so awkward suddenly.
We should keep talking and then she can just suddenly start.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's bringing the laptop also on my mouth, bro.
ठीक है ना, तुम्हारी आवाज मैटर करती है.
Preeti Singh. Preeti Singh. This used to be my hashtag back in the day. Preeti Singh's.
You had many hashtags back in the day.
We will talk about those hashtags at some point.
No, please don't do
but
that.
But start singing na.
Okay. Na kuch poocha, na kuch maanga, muskura ke diya jo diya. तू ही धूप तू ही छाया तू ही अपना पराया और कुछ ना जानूं बस इतना ही जानूं तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं सजदे सर झुकता है यारा मैं क्या करूं. ओके, दैट्स इट. आई थिंक आई सैंग फॉर
वेरी नाइस,
वेरी लव
फॉर यू.
यस यस यस,
वंडरफुल.
Different tangent, but when I think of this song, I also think of parents because, like, very, you know, like I'm just there kind of thing. Like, it always reminds me of that as well. Ki, you know, Rab ya God, whatever, and unconditional love and support. When I see of think of these lyrics, somewhere it brings that in my head, yeah. And that's why I think she touches his feet, like, in some. I don't want to call it parental, but something like it's
the connotation with the
yeah age. Yeah. But like that's the feeling that I get, that it's not just a romance song, it's more than
appreciative, like she's grateful to him. That's
yeah, like the unconditionalness of it is not from partner perspective.
But I disagree a little. I do find the lyrics romantic because I think it's that notion that romance is also in the little things and the quiet things and the being there for you all the time. That sort of like quiet romance. And I felt like the lyrics, more than anything, in that moment, I understood why, you know, she decided to go with Suri. So that, for me, that was still a romantic song in some way.
Maybe because it's in Amritsar, Golden Temple, she goes and touches his feet. For me, it's a, like, yeah, it triggers some specific memories, I guess. That's why... the connection that I get from
the song.
Matlab, I think for me,
no, that's valid. I think I would also relate to that, that, you know, unconditional support is something that you would associate with parents. And I do also associate that with parents, but I would still say that the song has that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not taking away that,
yeah.
But yeah, just saying that that
also
takes away.
That.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the. That's why,
it's
like,
the beauty of the lyrics of
haan.
The song.
I think for me, it's tujhme rab dikhta is that. So I mean, if you believe in God or not, but the essence idea behind, it's my personal belief that there is like some sort of a spirituality, some sort of a power, not like an actual person, but some sort of a power there, right? That's what probably attracts people to religion and God. And when
when you
fall in love, you experience a sensation that you can't really explain, right? So
yeah.
I think that's the parallel I draw between these things.
It's like love can have different rang roop, right? Matlab,
yeah.
You love your parents, you love your partner, you love your friends, and that kind of comes out really well, that, like, you know, love is when, I mean, that emotion comes out behind the song, like, you have that constant unconditional support, and, you know, the it's the small things, it's showing that you care about the person that you love, and showing it in small ways, like, you know, making breakfast for them, or just those small things. That was, yeah, beautiful.
Practicing
song.
A dance with them on the chat when she's doing it on the ground.
That is so cute.
It is shot so beautifully. And, like, I want to add something about Aditya Chopra, because I think I like Aditya Chopra's trajectory as a director also. I don't know, like, abhi jab last year wo aayi thi romantic aayi thi, so we see Aditya Chopra a lot more. I think Suri took inspiration some bits from Aditya Chopra.
His own character?
His own, like, something, like, I don't know, maybe it's... He's growing older in this...
Not related to what you're saying, but suddenly that scene where Aditya Chopra enters in the romantic scene, it played in my head, and then I also played the scene where Indrani enters in that show. And I was like, wow, Netflix has the same strategy. Hype the person the show is about and then bring them on.
Yeah, so
Isha just watched and fell in love with that documentary.
That is not love, by the way.
No, I'm just obsessed with it.
She's obsessed. Her more recent obsession is yes. Okay, coming back to Preeti's trajectory. Okay.
No, okay, I'm good. Yeah, we can move on.
Sorry,
I'm ruined
the moment.
You
were talking about Aditya Chopra and his.
I was thinking that he's growing older when he's making this movie. He's not. You know, DDLJ, or I think Dil To Pagal Hai mein also he had a lot of role to play, because he's younger, he's come from abroad, he's showing Valentine's Day. We'll talk about it when we watch the movie, because I've watched Dil To Pagal Hai 1,000 times. But here in this movie, he's more softer. He, you know, like, we know Aditya Chopra doesn't like to go out as much. He's shy.
He's not as flamboyant as
flamboyant. He's not, like, so-called heroic. In his,
he doesn't want the Switzerland mein gaane wale,
he's this, like, so I see some part of Suri, like, character drawn from his own self.
Yeah.
So, and that's why he has a beautiful girl, and I mean, I think he married Rani later on also, so, like, something of that sort. But yeah, that was my two bits.
Ooh. Acha. So I think
time for another segment.
Before that, I think
for the first
amazing debut for Anushka. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like,
oh,
dream
yeah.
debut for
dream debut.
Yeah.
Like Yashra, Shah Rukh, kind of movie.
And she's
that...
really pretty. She's a really good actor. Like, I think just overall.
And not just like a
flower
pot role. Like,
yeah.
Both
yeah.
the characters
it
are very important.
Meaty,
yeah. ऐसा नहीं है कि action movie में तुम्हें दे दिया.
उनके पास बहुत सारे flower pot already होते हैं. That's what Yashra is known for. Like, they already keep a lot of flowers in the movie. So they gave Anushka a very nice role, because they can afford flowers.
Oh, people who didn't get it, Preeti is talking about actual flower pots, not actresses being flower pots.
Even
maybe
yellow flowers.
Oh, damn.
I noticed that.
Oh, yeah, those are my apology flowers. For spilling
Naril
Pani.
Oh, my God.
So cute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, going to now our next segment. Which is we simp over some moments that we think.
Oh, I want to go first.
Very liked. Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Go first.
We really like Shah Rukh Khan. Since this is a SRK simp podcast. So, yeah.
So,
Disha,
one generic thing is, anytime he's looking at her when she's not looking at him, I thought, like, the expression in his eyes is just very... That's the only time you can see that Shahrukh Khan come out of him. Like, other than that, he's either Suri or he's Raj, right? That was great. And the one main moment that I remember is when they're on the bike and it's raining and he's dropping her home. And he says something about ki mujhe lagta hai ki aapka dil chahta hai ki dard khatam ho jaye, aapka dard khatam ho jaye. And oh my god, that was just, it was so beautiful. And the expression in his eyes and in her eyes, and I was just like,
where Shahrukh face? Supremacy.
Where Shahrukh face supremacy?
Completely diverted from the point I was trying to say. But yeah, that was just.
No, but we should get this hashtag trending. Where Shahrukh face supremacy?
Sure.
Uski photos leke.
हिमानी फेयर एंड हैंडसम का एड प्ले कर देते हैं रिपीट पर बैठ के वही देखते हैं
शाहरुख let's not acknowledge the problematic parts of Shahrukh's endorsements. Cool. You want to go next? I'll go next. So I think my favorite part is that one scene where he's in the Raj's character. But then he's also expressing his love towards her. And you can see when she doesn't see his face, right? Suri flashes on his face. You can see Surinder Sani is there. He's in Raj's getup, but the face, it just expression changes. And
the voice modulation also.
Shahrukh does that so well. Main toh ekdum befuddle ho gaya tha, yaar, ye, how, like, I'm such a big fan, and how did I miss these things? That he's did this so well. Small expression changes that he does, and you could see in that moment Surinder Sani expressing his love for Anushka, not Raj. Anushka doesn't know this, but she isn't seeing. Which is also, like, again, very nice reference ke whenever he's Surinder, she doesn't see him.
Yeah.
Even while he is
he's actually in Raj, saying that. Yeah. That's true.
So that was, I think, and let me call it out, finally a non-action moment. not being on the bike. Pats on my back.
धूम रेफरेंस आपका फेवरेट सिम मोमेंट नहीं है जब अनुष्का चला रही है वो बोलता है आप तो धूम नंबर 3 हो जी
या ओके कूल
या सो आई विल टेल माइन
यस
आई थिंक आई हैव बीन स्पीकिंग अबाउट माय सिम मोमेंट थ्रू आउट द पॉडकास्ट बट टू थिंग्स आई वांटेड टू मेंशन फर्स्ट इज दैट व्हेन ही इज लीविंग द नंबर फोन नंबर ही पिक्स अप द रोज ही वांट्स ही लीव्स इट एंड देन ही In the second, he just comes back and put it. So, ek to that is, like, I loved that part. And other is when he can't dance as Raj.
Yeah.
And then he just goes and, you know, he's like, "Acha, ab se main nahi aunga, aap haar jaoge," or something like that. And he just goes away. So, that was, like, that expression is like, "Haan, nahi, aap, main toh khushi ke liye kar raha tha, main unko sad nahi dekhna chahta." Wo jo Vinay ko bolta hai, iska de-end kar de, joote le jaake. That expression of, okay, I will kill Raj because he's not making happy her at all anymore.
Yeah.
So that's also one of my other simp moments. Yeah.
Nice. All right. We usually rate this movie, but the way we've been raving about it, I don't think. But yeah, let's go for it. Preeti, why don't you go first?
5,000. Hadipa. I think I'm going to take this from Fal. Like, I'm never going to just always say. That's why I'm crediting Fal. Fal, please listen to us. But 5,000 Hadipas. That's what I'm going to rate this movie.
I'll give it a 3.5.
3.5?
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it. It was a good film.
I think I gave it 3.5 when I first watched it, but this time it's a 4, yeah. It's a very good movie. In terms of his... I really like Shah Rukh's role. This time he's playing two different sort of characters because that range of his acting really comes out. And he keeps switching between the two. Worst of all, Fan was a previous movie that we reviewed for that. A similar acting.
Will you rewatch?
I will definitely rewatch.
It's my
but it's not a movie that I'll watch like constantly, but thodi der baad I will rewatch it again for sure.
I think I might after like 5-10 years. I don't think immediately I'll rewatch. Matlab, I also want to see ki matlab main 10 saal baad dekhungi to mujhe bhi ye wow lagegi jaise Diggy ko aaj lagi. But yeah, I mean, I it's not gonna be like a comfort watch or something that I watch as frequently as say like Kaluna or Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. But like, yeah, I might rewatch it once.
Okay, but would you watch it if Shah Rukh wasn't?
Yeah, I would watch it. It's a nice story. Hannah? It's a sweet story, and I was actually thinking it would have been maybe more digestible to me if it was like Rani and Shah Rukh. I mean, great job by Anushka, no taking that away. But just that the age thing would have probably made me a lot more comfortable with a lot of the stuff that was going on. Like, I'll say.
I would watch it if somebody else also played
same.
It.
Same. It's a very good story.
I would say I would not like it as much, I guess.
That stands true for all Shahrukh movies.
Sure,
for
yeah.
us. That's a bottom line across. But
I think it's a very underrated Shahrukh performance. It needed way more accolades
than
it did.
Bilkul bhi,
so
like,
I really want to sell Rabne to like lot more people. I think I'm actually doing a decent job at that. But theek hai.
Start doing it on Instagram more na. You've
sorry.
Forgotten about our channel completely.
Yeah.
Twitter pe aage
ho. We will plug our handles. We keep saying we'll plug our handles. We never plug them.
Oh,
but
we are
yes.
At 10 rupees SRK fans on all your favorite social media sites.
Yeah, including Reddit. There as well. Okay. Alright, so that brings us to the last segment, which is something new that we introduced last few episodes, is where the person who chose the movie gives a quiz to the other two. Since I chose the movie, I have a small quiz. And
this time we can't blame network issues or audio issues for
nothing
who gets
blame.
The right answer first.
Do you want to have a buzzer?
No, my buzzer is going to be me shouting the answer. I feel like I'm not going to know anything. I made it
in the last 15 minutes in the first 15 minutes that we were recording. That's why I wasn't speaking after I introduced the movie.
Chalo, theek hai.
My first question was going to be Vinay Pathak's name, but we've got
Bobby.
It out. Yeah, but that doesn't count, Prithi. So
you said it was going to
it was
be.
It's going to be.
It's not.
Jo mere ko aata na, you never count it. I don't.
So isko bhi aata tha. She's the one who likes.
I didn't
said.
Answer because he said my it was going to be.
Achha, theek hai. Next question.
Okay, so this is a question that I watch a podcast very frequently, Just a Filmy Game Show. Usme ek do baar ye use hua hai, a few times. It's basically guessing the collection of the movie, right? So I'll give you a context. Iska budget tha 31 crores. Give me a number kiska collection kya tha, closest will win.
It was over 100 crores, I think, so.
So
give
no,
an
give
answer.
A number, single number.
Give a single exact number. Tabhi to answer pata rahega.
130 crores.
Okay.
170 crores.
Final? You wanna change?
Final.
200 crores.
200
crores. Arre, bhai.
Boli laga. I'll change to,
boli
nahi lagi. I'll keep it actually, 170 crores.
170 crores?
Haan.
You would have won either ways only. It's 157 crores.
Oh.
So you were closer to 130 crores. 200 crores is too high. Yaar.
I was going to change it to 150 when Prithi went 200. Now 170 ke neeche jo bhi ho.
All right. We'll give this to Diksha because I think the next few is going to be all Prithi.
Wow.
These are songs. I'm guessing he'll just...
No, this is not song. These are... this movie won... Filmfare. What did you win it for? Who won it?
Anushka Sharma as a debut, no?
No.
Shahrukh? I think it was
no.
for...
Filmfare? What Shahrukh would
win? No.
I think it was for special effects.
No.
No. Okay.
Makeup?
No.
Costume?
No.
Soundtrack?
Soundtrack.
Yes, but you need to tell me what song. You only get one shot. Alright.
Soundtrack या गाने single song
soundtrack का किसी को नहीं मिलता गाने का मिलता
oh I didn't know that I thought soundtrack मिलता
song
I haven't watched a
yeah,
award show in years
फिर मिलेंगे चलते चलते
you can guess one
what is
you
this
can't confirm with him कि ये boy
आठ तो गाने
एक guess कर so I'll guess फिर मिलेंगे चलते चलते
8-1 for Hollywood so I'll give half points to Preeti but you know, film the
same
Yeah.
Because I guessed ki song hai.
Tell me the singer.
Sukhvinder.
I said Sukhvinder.
No, you did. Diksha got it first.
We will look at the recording. I said it first.
So okay, but it's
half
a point for this. Anyway, because
half
I guessed it was song and she guessed the song.
Yeah. So, we stand at 1.5 Diksha and
0.5
Preeti.
0.5.
Right. Okay. This is easy. What is Aditya Chopra's movie before this? Like what movie did he direct before this?
Mohabbatein.
Correct.
ठीक है मतलब मुझे नहीं मालूम था मैं कभी नहीं ऐसे कर पाती.
Alright, so we're at 1.5. Next name. Now this is where things start getting slightly more difficult. फिर मिलेंगे चलते चलते. So this is a very meta song.
I'm not getting.
I'll
this
give Devanand. You want this na? Actors only na.
How did you know? Alright, so yeah, my first is.
मैंने भी कल देखते हुए predict कर लिया था कि कल डिगी पूछेगा, but मैं याद भी नहीं रख पाऊंगी.
मैं
कुछ दे देगी यार.
No, just tell me the actors one by one. We'll tell. Give the so this song references a lot of actors. One by one, tell me the actors it references as well as actresses. Actresses, I don't think everybody will be able to guess because
इसकी तुम पॉइंट्स कैसे देने वाले हो?
I was going to go one by one. Do you know any names?
Yeah, I know some. Haan, but so I'll not know all of
we'll
them.
We'll start with you. Go one.
Raj Kapoor.
Okay. Raj Kapoor.
Devanand.
Do you know any names?
Rishi Kapoor.
Neetu Kapoor.
Oh, nice. You're an actress. Cool.
I think Mithun, but I'm not sure.
No.
No, Mithun is not.
Go another. An
Jitu?
Actress also.
No. Jitu is there, na? No. They did that, wo Haseena Zulfa wali, that's not. Oh, my bad. Then I don't know. Ha, I'm done. Kishore Kumar.
No, you wanna go?
No, Kishore Kumar is not there.
Any actress? You
yes, know? Yes. Madhubala.
No.
Helen.
Yes!
Oh, Helen, yes. Lara Dutta was Helen.
You have like, what, two guesses? You got two each? No, you got three.
We got one wrong, so we're now.
No, total, you got three. You
but got I got three. Raj Kapoor pehle, no? I only said it.
No, he started it uske baad.
Achha, okay.
But I knew Raj Kapoor.
You said one name, but...
Wo teen mere ko yaad tha uske
I'll give you another shot. Have another name.
I'm blanking out what Kajal was playing. Was it Nutan?
No.
Vipasha was... Preeti Zinta, what you were... Rajesh Khanna.
Rajesh Khanna, good. Preeti. Yeah, so we're... You're at four right now. Four okay. And three.
Sharmila Tagore.
Hey, nice! You got it! Damn!
That was Preeti Zinta.
How is Diksha winning this? I did not expect this.
I'm forgetting what Vipasha was, yaar. Devanand...
Okay, I'll give you 10 seconds. So, because otherwise...
Neko Vipasha wali actress ka naam nahi aa
raha tha.
8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3, 2, 1.
प्यारों में travel event का नाम क्या है?
मुझे क्या पता? Damn it! How did Diksha win this?
I was so funny.
Okay, so
what's
cool.
The name of the woman?
I'll tell you all. Raj Kapoor, Devanand, Shami Kapoor, Rajesh Khanna, Rishi Kapoor.
Oh, we missed Shami Kapoor.
Nargis Das.
Nargis.
Sadhana Shivdasani.
Sadhana.
Helen, Sharmila, Neetu Singh. You got Neetu. You got Sharmila.
You got
Helen. You got Raj, Devanand, Rajesh Khanna, Rishi Kapoor. You missed Shami Kapoor.
Shami Kapoor ki jagah maine Jitu bol diya. I was thinking of that O Haseena Zulfa wali, pata nahi mere ko Jitendra lag raha tha, but
nahi hai. Cool, whatever. Diksha is 2.5. Preeti is at
1.5.
1.5?
Haan, previous one she got na, Mohabbate.
Oh yeah, she's at 1.5. Okay, cool. Right, so again, फिर मिलेंगे हमें आई पे आके फिर मिलेंगे चलते चलते. What does this thing refer to? Like, why
movies.
This? Which movies? Tell me why these three movies?
हम मेरा ही प्यार के
अबे वो
फिर मिलेंगे
तो
चलते चलते लाइक चलते चलते फिर शाहरुख खान
अरे वो तो है ही है हां बट व्हाई दीस थ्री मूवीज व्हाट इज
देयर ऑल यशराज मूवीज
नो व्हाट इज द कनेक्ट देयर इज अ कनेक्ट टू दिस
ये तो थोड़ा सोचना पड़ेगा थोड़ा साइलेंस हो जाएगा तो किसी को बात करना पड़ेगा
वर्बलाइज योर थॉट्स ना व्हाट इज द कनेक्ट
आई डोंट नो हु इज इन फिल्म हम मेरा ही प्यार के हमसे कुछ
होगी इवन इफ यू नो वन ऑफ द अदर्स यू विल बी टू गेट इट क्या हो सकता है कनेक्ट बिटवीन दीस थ्री चलते चलते शाहरुख खान क्लियर
नो ओके हाउ डू दे कनेक्ट टू ईच अदर और हाउ डू दे कनेक्ट टू द फिल्म
हाउ डू दे कनेक्ट टू ईच अदर व्हाट इज कनेक्ट
बिटवीन दीस थ्री
मूवीज देयर इज अ रीजन दे चोज दीस थ्री मूवीज
आई एम जस्ट ट्राइंग टू थिंक द सॉन्ग आई नो देयर इज अ जूही चावला इन द सॉन्ग बट आई कांट नो व्हाट द रीजन इज इट ऑल जस्ट टेल आई कांट गेस इट
नहीं आ रहा सो दीस आर द थ्री खान्स हमें आई पे आके
आमिर
खान फिर मिलेंगे सलमान खान एंड चलते चलते शाहरुख खान
Okay, I would not
have got it. I got, फिर वो आमिर खान है जूही चावला आमिर खान बट आई डिडंट नो फिर मिलेंगे सलमान खान सो
या ओके सो आई हैड अनदर क्वेश्चन इफ दिस इज इन केस प्रीति वांट्स टू गेट सो
टाई ब्रेकर नहीं है यू आर 1.5 आई एम 2.5
या यू आर विनिंग इट ओके फाइन
आई एम गिविंग यू अ चांस इफ यू वांट टू इक्वलाइज दिस
ओके
द रूम अबव द मेन रूम वेयर शाहरुख स्टेज Yes.
Attic. No. What is the question?
You didn't get me. The question was, what is the room name?
Attic.
Barsati.
Okay.
Right.
That I would not.
It's a tie. I do not have a tiebreaker, guys. You will let this be.
Yay.
It's like, finally. I'm not losing.
Yeah, I think Preeti should get this. She did know more names than I did. मतलब because मेरे को जितने मालूम थे उसको वो भी मालूम थे उसके ऊपर भी मालूम
मतलब तू वन वन नहीं करते तो
वन आई हैड वाज शर्मिला टैगोर
और हम ऐसे तो फिर तू तो चक्कर बहुत ही चले गए ना तू कुछ तो मुझे स्ट्रक्चर देना पड़ता ना उसके लिए चलो एनीवेज आई थिंक दिस क्विज वेंट वेरी लॉन्ग वी हैव विल गिव प्रीति द प्राइस फॉर दिस
ये
Consolation.
I sang also.
You sang also. Okay, yeah. Plus,
yeah.
plus one for that.
I'm not gonna sing for points. हमारे जितने listeners हैं वो भी चले जाएंगे.
Okay.
Okay. So yes, that brings us to an end to the podcast.
Wait, wait. Guess the movie that comes next.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. The last bit is where we guess the next.
I by the way, I'd like forgotten what movie I'd picked.
I saw you picking up the phone. You should. I forgot. So the you want to introduce what we do in this segment?
Yeah, so basically I'm picking the movie that we do next week, and these two get to have one guess each. So we try to alternate between decades every week. So we did 90s last week with Karan Arjun. We did Karan Arjun last week. Yeah.
Ashoka.
We did Ashoka, but that was a guest.
Sorry. Oh, Ashoka was a guest episode. Yeah. So then, and we did 2000s ka Rabne this week, and next week we're gonna do a 2010s 20s film.
Yeah.
So I have kind of picked my film. Actually, I'll tell you what. I had picked Jab Tak Hai Jaan first, but I decided not to do that because we just watched Yash Raj, Yash Chopra sort of, matlab Aditya Chopra film. So that's why I picked something else. So you guys have one guess each. And Preeti?
Rais.
Diggy?
That's...
He's opened the filmography.
I can tell you. I'm trying to think year-wise, if you were thinking, which movies you haven't seen. I think you would choose a movie which you haven't seen, which is Happy New Year, Dilwale.
You get one.
Diggy, what the fuck?
I'm thinking this. I'm running this in my head.
I'm running this. Okay, Preeti gets it. It was Rais.
Yeah.
So we will watch and review Rais next weekend. So.
Excited.
Yes. Thank you.
I love the movie, by the way. Good choice. Love the movie.
As always, thank you for listening in.
If you did.
If they made it till here, then they were listening.
Haan, yahan to sirf 20% to log bachte.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye guys.
Bye-bye.